G'day and welcome to the Farms Wise podcast. We're actually here recording from the tractor. Hopefully it's a very clear line for you as we get into what we're doing today and what we're looking forward to for 2021 for the podcast, but also for the agribusiness industry as we try to grow agribusinesses across Australia to become more efficient and productive by using the tools, techniques, and the knowledge that others, the leaders in the industry, have passed on via the podcast and also online by sharing the farm's advice. If you've gotten any value out of the last 48 episodes we've ran with the Farm's Advice podcast, please head over to Apple or Google Podcasts and give us a review. We've got 18 so far, last time I checked on Apple. It's really good. Love to see it get up to 100 mark, as it also lets us reach those other farmers that may be looking for new ways, techniques, and the knowledge from the industry leaders across Australian agribusiness and agriculture. And also, if you're already listening to this podcast, you're probably an innovative farmer already. So if we can go out there and reach the others out there, that would find this information really helpful, that would be great. So leave us a review on Apple or Google Podcast and like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and the podcast as well. That'd be great. Thank you very much. Now, for this week, on Friday, I attended the Young Farmers Business Program, which is a really good initiative started out by DPI. And the team there with Tim Flynn leading the way as the coordinator, doing a really good job. We saw farmers coming from far and wide. Bit unfortunate with the Victorian restrictions of late with COVID increasing down there. But all in all, the day was a great day. We had some great speakers through Andrew Roberts talking about the seven traits of entrepreneurship and how that can work into Australian farms, and also how young farmers can start to think a little bit differently to the generation before them and how they can look to make an impact on their own farm, whether they're purchasing a farm or in a completely different sort of business but still within agriculture, that was really good, that one with Robbo from Farm Owners Academy. No longer, but still really supporting farmers across Australia, and also a great talker, which is something I'd love to be a bit better at, and this is where the podcast is helping my development, self-development on that. Lynn Strong was talking about succession. She's local here from Dubbo as well. It'd be really good to get her on the podcast. She had a really good way that she looked at succession, and that's just starting off the conversation, implementing it yourself. If you're the problem in succession, she says, continue to be the problem, and it just ignite that spark, that conversation for those within the family. If you're an in-law, a son, a daughter, an uncle, an auntie, whoever you may be, just start the conversation, get it underway. And then you may be able to get someone intermediate that succession planning for you. But later down the track, we will be bringing you some succession episodes with the team at Byfields, as it's such a large topic. We could go on forever, but we want to bring you the value and split that up through the different ways that you can ease into succession, and just to make that process a little bit more simpler and clarify the main points of what needs to be done. And then one of the next speakers on there was Sam Chathui. He's from Tasmania and headed up TasAgco. They've actually only been in the industry as TasAgco for 22 months, he said. So they've been quite rapid-paced, leaning towards bringing in investment rather than getting a loan and using the regenerative agriculture practices to improve the way that they see farming. They're producing grass, they're grass producers, and then just off that, they've got some prime beef cattle as well. So Sam's was really good, quite motivational and really good for younger farmers to see that you don't actually need to be born into it. It can just be a passion of yours that you want to start your own farm, and just seeing the different ways of how you can initiate the process to get going in the industry. It can be a huge outlay of capital to get you in there, or a deposit for a loan. But there are different tools out there that can help you with AgriStarter through the Regional Investment Corporation, RIC. If you have a look at those, I'm sure you might be able to find something that applies to your own criteria, which would be really good in the end. Who else was on there? Karen Ray, Chris Riddell, they were both impacted by the Victorian restrictions. Unfortunately, we saw Chris Riddell over video, which was great to see. But all in all, a really great day. Thanks to the New South Wales DPI for running that, and everyone for attending. It's good to catch up with a few people down there, and they had a great little exhibition as well. Some great points to take away for myself to implement into the Farm Survivors podcast and also on farm. But I think we need a few more things like that, not just for young farmers, but for all farmers looking to grow their business. And some good drinks in the evening. It was really good. Moving on, a wrap up for Farm Survivors this month. We spoke to Eamon Lanigan from Byfields, talking about instant asset write-off, how tax depreciation works on farm, and how we can better plan ahead and look at the economics of it first before the tax benefit for Australian farmers. It's vital that we look at it that way, as it can really put us on the front foot. Moving on to Peter van Jaarsveld, talking everything goats. He runs a Boer goat, Sunset Hill Boer goat stud, and he's also a Nuffield scholar who's doing really well in researching breeding rangeland goats and putting them across a Boer billy. Really vital research as the industry starts to pick up again. Back in the 90s, I think we were getting $20 a goat, so it's really good to see the prices are there for the goats and that they're getting a bit of consistency in larger pastoralists. Tending to hold on to them a bit longer now and actually breeding them out rather than just getting rid of the whole flock at once. As much as they're a pain in the ass to muster, they are bringing a solid return and something that you can sort of depend on as the markets lift for the goats. So thanks for Peter for coming on the podcast and sharing his value and his research. So we'll keep in touch further down the line with him and see where the research goes. But if you're a pastoralist with a large goat enterprise and you want to share the information with Peter for his research, do get in touch with us or reach out to Peter via Instagram. We'll link it in our stories or a post, or just search through our podcast for his details. That would be really fantastic. And one of the hottest topics at the moment is carbon. Talking to Louisa Kiley from Carbon Farmers of Australia. I think she said she started in 2005 or 07. So it's been 15 years of working on the ground, getting this up and running for the Australian Carbon Credit Units. What can actually be traded on the market? Can't actually be traded, exported the credits yet, but what's happening at the moment is really important, and Australian agriculture really needs to start sort of baselining their own properties, their farms, see what they can do, and just to see what sort of position they are at. You do need to collect a fair bit of data for it to happen. But what we're doing now, where we're working towards, is most facets of farming these days is collecting data. So you should already have the groundwork down. You just need to do your soil testing if you haven't already. But I'm sure Louisa Kylie, give her a call and she'll be able to sort you out and help you progress through the different stages of what needs to be done for that. It's really important, and also a good revenue channel for yourself moving forward. It'd be really good for us on farm here to get it in as well, just to see how it works, to basically line our property. But a really great program and keen to see where it goes. Let us know what episode you enjoyed, or leave a comment on our Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And make sure that you keep sharing the farm's advice. I'm trying to produce different pieces of content just to entice those out there. I don't think the content for agriculture is really where it needs to be. So hopefully by doing these sort of different elements, podcasts, YouTube, TikToks, Instagram, we'll really start to get farmers engaging, and also to grow the efficiencies and productivity is the underlying message of what I'm trying to do at Farms Advice. We may be a growing team later down the track, but for now we're on a really good run, proud of where we've come. And it's just so good I can run this from planting on the tractor at the moment, planting barley. We're at the start, but nearly at the end as well. We're not on a big block, so. Thank you very much. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week for another cracking Byfields episode. Thank you.